Good morning, everyone. It's Saturday, the 28th March, and it is about 9:30 in the morning. I'd like to do a quick boom on how I became a broadcaster DJ. I've listened to a couple of booms already about this. Christian's done one at K Underline Waywell, and Jack Scrimshaw, Scrim 11. So I thought I would do mine. So basically, it all starts in the late 90s for me. I was doing loads and loads of things with music, all gigging, playing, recording, producing, sound engineering. It was just a bit mad. And part of that, I ended up doing a little DJ course, like a crash course in DJing. And I was asked to do this because there were only one other person that was on this course and they needed two or more to get the funding for it. I was like, well, yeah, okay, I will. And anyway, so I like dance music. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I like it. And the thing that was quite in its heyday at that time was hardcore, which is like a fast. A lot of people don't like that because some of it's really cheesy, but it's really fast dance. Quite repetitive in, well, some of it is, some of it isn't. And then there's different strands of hardcore. There's happy hardcore, there's dark hardcore, so on and so forth. So anyway, cut a long story short, I did this DJ course and I thought, I quite like this. It were only for, it were a crash course, so it weren't like a year or anything like that. It was a short course. So I did that, and then I bought some decks and I bought a load of records. And I found out that they had a dance music night in one of the pubs near where I lived. So there were two other guys who did this dance music, and I went there and I did my set. So we all had a set each. If that makes sense. And they'd invite other DJs to come and play as well. It was really good, I enjoyed that. And then I did various other pubs. And then I did your regular disco parties kind of things. The thing about that was the transport and the equipment. I didn't have my own equipment, I only had my decks and a little mixer, which were no good. If you want to do parties and things like that, I didn't have no lights, I didn't have no professional speakers or anything, so I had to hire that, and the mixer, proper mixer, CD players, when they were in, so I had to hire all that, and then it would transport, and oh, it just got to be a bit of a problem. So, anyway, that was that. In 2004, I was still doing various things with music, and I was contacted by someone called Graham from Sheffield Royal Society for the Blind, and he told me that they'd got this music group or something there, so I went along for a bit. But Graham was also broadcasting on a community radio station called Sheffield Live. Now, at that time, Sheffield Live did not have an FM licence, so the only way you could listen to it was over the internet. So I was there until 2005, yeah, I think. And just as I left in the... it was just right timing, weren't it? In the the July time, in the August, they finally got the FM licence. So anyway, so that was that. That's how I started my ventures into internet radio, I used to do a show called Folk at the Drum. And why it was called that was because it was a folk show, and where the studio was, it was in the old National Centre for Popular Music, which was a defunct museum kind of thing in Sheffield. It didn't go down very well. And it looked like drums, if that makes sense. From the top of it, it looked like drums. Well, it still does, because it's still the same building. And they're called, when you go in, they're called pods. And where the studio was in one of these pod things, like in one of these drums. So that's like Folk at the Drum. So I did that, and then I had a massive gap until I met, well, I were always talking to Christian anyway, and I found out that he was on internet radio. And then I got in contact with Jack, who was also involved with internet radio. And then Jack and Hope invited me to broadcast on Audio Mirror, which I did. And then from there, I went on to Mint FM. And that's that, really. That's where I've been. When I first started, like in the studio, it were brilliant, to be fair. I really enjoyed that. Although, it's Sheffield Live, this is. How long have I got left? Okay. In the studio, we'd got mixers, we'd got CD players. It were really good. this poor guy, his name was Niels. And I think he was from Belgium, but it were really nice. But he used to have to do all the technical things, and things kept breaking, and oh dear, bless. I hope it's got better in the 10 years since I left. And then when I started on Audio Mirror, I was using Winamp. Which, it got me there, but to be honest, I didn't like using it. It didn't flow properly, to be fair. And then I started using Station Playlist, which is a whole new ball game, really. It's miles better than Winamp, but you use what you got to use, don't you? And that's it. But standard of shows, my life. You know, the more experience you have, the more you improve. And it's true. It is true. I talk a load of rubbish on I just never shut up. But it keeps people entertained. And that's what it's all about. Anyway, people, I'll go and drink my tea. And that's just my little story there. Bye for now.